Welcome to Guilty of Savings. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and today we are going to break down simple ways to save money and make smarter financial decisions. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Guilty of Savings. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and today we are going to talk about one of the biggest realities in business. Revenues do not always mean profit. A company can be busy selling, growing, and bringing money in, but still feel strained. The numbers may look active, but the business may not be healthy. And for small and mid-market business owners, the real question is not just how do I make more sales, but the better question is how do I build a business that actually produces sustainable profit? My guest today is Doreen Milano, a business strategist and turnaround expert with a powerful background in operations, finance, leadership, and profitability. She grew up inside family businesses, was running three dealerships by the age of 18, and later served in business management and controller roles across small and mid-sized corporations. She has helped companies move from losses in excess of seven figures to six-figure profits in less than 15 months. Through Vision to Excellence, she works with small and mid-market businesses to bring energy, focus, creativity, tools, systems, and strategic direction to help owners grow, drive profits, and achieve extraordinary outcomes. Doreen, welcome to Guilty of Savings.
Well, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here.
I will open up the conversation by making the distinction between revenue and profit. This segment should help business owners understand that activity does not always equate financial health. The goal here is to establish Doreen as someone who knows how to look inside a business, identify what's not working, and help owners towards measurable profitability. So with that said, Doreen, why do some businesses generate strong revenues but still struggle to make a profit?
Well, revenue is one side of the coin. Your expense structure and your cost of labor are another. So if you're not creating enough margin with what you're selling to cover your expenses and your operations, you'll always be struggling.
I think that's a very good point. And the key here I hear is it's all not always the best practice to make money. It's also necessary that you adjust how you are controlling the outflow of money, which is by creating margins.
Well, that's one thing. But if you sell, let's say, a pencil for a dollar, and it actually costs you 99 cents to make, then you're only making 1 cent per unit. And if you only sell 100 pencils, you've created a dollar in profit. In gross profit. That dollar in gross profit is not necessarily going to be able to cover your expenses for running your business.
Agreed. So then when you look at a company that is losing money, using your example, what do you diagnose first?
Oh, it's usually I start with the people. Are the people in the right positions doing the right things to monitor sales, operations, what they're doing? Is there an accounting person in there that's doing the things that they need to do to help the business owner understand where they're at on a daily basis?
So there's
a lot of moving parts. So I start always with the people. I interview every single employee to find out who they are, what they're doing, whether they're doing something that they love to do or where they're just performing tasks.
That's a good point. And are there any early warning signs that the business can be looking for? I'm sure you would help evaluate those signs when it is operating in an unhealthy manner, financially speaking.
You start losing customers. That's a warning sign.
True.
Your employees bail. They don't want to stick around. That's another warning sign. At the end of the month, do you have enough money to pay your bills? Third warning sign.
All indeed really strong ones. And if one or if say all of them are happening to you, you better get going with managing the health of the company. And then with that said, how can these business owners say they are in this pickle and they need to shift from chasing sales to building profitability? How do they shift from that mindset?
Many don't. It is a massive mindset shift. And what I found in working with business owners for the last, 30, 40 years is that nobody wants to change. But if you're in business, change is the thing that allows you to make money and stay sustainable. So if you don't change that mindset, so that you welcome change, that you're willing to talk about change. I cannot tell you how many businesses I've walked into that had issues, and I asked them, what was the process? Why are we doing it this way? And they say, because we've always done it that way. That is another warning sign that there are no updates going on to make the business relevant to what's happening today.
That is, you make actually multiple good points. And the biggest one that stands out to me is that change is inevitable and you
Yes.
have to get with the program. And if you don't, then clearly you will experience a lot of financial concerns at
Yes,
that
right.
point. Yeah. So then what do you recommend as if you were to cherry pick one financial discipline every business owner needs before trying to scale, what would that be?
Oh. A business is a multi-layered mechanism. So you can't change one thing without causing problems with multiple other things that are attached to it. For example, if you increase sales, but you don't increase capacity to execute on those sales, you've created a problem, not something that you would readily see, but you're creating upset for the customer because the customer is not getting the product in the promised time in the condition that it was promised in. Because your team has not had the time to actually execute that deliverable. And that's just one of many examples. When you increase sales, you also increase the burden on accounting. You increase the burden on your accounts payable people. You've increased the burden on your accounts receivable people. You've increased the burden on your overall internal structure. And so, if you haven't built that significantly to withstand that pressure, it's all going to break.
That's such an important point you make there, that all the pieces need to work well and in tandem so that your definition of how it's a multi-layered mechanism and how you need to, in order to make sure it runs as a well-oiled machine, it needs to come together and every part needs to be in tandem and work with the other one in a more efficient manner. And that is such an important foundation because profit is not something business owners can just hope for, at the
No.
end of the month. Profit has to be designed into the business
That's right.
through decisions, through strategy, through systems, accountability, and focus. After the break, I want to go deeper into business turnaround and what it really takes to move from financial pressure to sustainable profit. We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned. And we are back. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television. Let's keep saving. Welcome back to Guilty of Savings, and I am Divya Gill, CPA. Stay connected to the show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple and unlocks nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. I'm here with Doreen Milano, business strategist, turnaround expert, and founder of Visions to Excellence. Before the break, we talked about why revenue alone does not create a healthy business, and why business owners need to understand what is really driving their profit or possibly draining their profit. Now let's talk about when a business is under financial pressure, the owner needs more motivation. They need clarity, priorities, they need a plan so that they can actually make the change, Doreen, that we talked about.
Yes,
so in this,
they do.
Yeah, and in this segment, we want to talk about the turnaround process. So Doreen has a strong credibility here because she has helped several companies reverse major losses and return to profitability. The goal is to help viewers understand when a turnaround starts, what decisions must be made early, and how leadership discipline affects financial recovery. So with that said, Doreen, you have helped companies move from seven-figure losses to six-figure profits, which is impressive. And where does a turnaround usually begin?
Between the ears.
Good point.
So the attitude has to be right. Change has got to be a strong motivator. And then the mindset has got to be right. Why? Because nothing's going to be the same. The systems are broken. The processes are broken. The people are broken. And for you to fix that as a single owner without help is nearly impossible.
So what are the mistakes you generally see when you're helping people navigate through this process of turnaround?
I see employees treating the business like a country club. They come and go as they please. They do what they want. There is no discipline in the business. Nobody's following protocol. Nobody's getting, how can I say this? The systems that were designed to create profitability are not being followed. People are taking shortcuts. Now, some shortcuts are good. Others actually destroy the infrastructure.
Sure.
And that's what you see going on. You see the infrastructure eroding within the business because people are not doing the things that were the business was designed to do to make money.
So you didn't list a whole bunch of mistakes. And how do you decide which problems need immediate attention and which can wait?
Well, again, the business owner is usually too close to the situation that they cannot distinguish what is going on. They'll come to me and say, Doreen, the problem is X. And when I dig in and I talk to the people, and I look at the operations, I see what's moving and what's not moving. I am able to figure out that the problem is really why. It has nothing to do with what the business owner thought, because he's looking at the surface or she's looking at the surface and not deep enough into the business to see where the mechanism is actually broken. It can break in several places. Just like we talked about earlier, everything is layered on each other. And when a system breaks, it doesn't break in just one place. It breaks in multiple places. So when I say things are going to change, I mean things are going to change. We're going to look at what's happening with sales. Are we able to deliver what we're selling? Are we able to do it with a margin that's healthy enough to keep the business sustainable?
So then
top line, those are usually the first problems that exist.
Yeah, for sure. And then how do you partner with the leadership so that they can help you play and help themselves partner with you to play a successful turnaround, a role?
And that's it. That's a daily meeting that we go through, and we really look at what's working, what's not working, what's missing, and what's next. It's a daily triage. Because as we tweak one thing, something else is going to break, and you know it's going to break.
Yeah. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes a minute.
It's not.
And then what does sustainable profit look like after the crisis stage is over?
Well, I think the real question is, did the system we build actually produce duplicatable, repeatable results. Because that's what profitability is. You've built a system that is actually operating with a duplicatable, repeatable process. That when you line everything up, it will all work the same way. Just like a drivetrain in a car. You turn the key, put the foot on the gas, you turn the wheel, and everything works together.
You
A
know,
business, it works the same way.
yeah, and I love that because a turnaround is not just about cutting costs, it's
No.
about mindset change, like you said, and the understanding to make the right decisions in the right order. And you know, when owners know what to protect, what to pursue first, and what not be able to tolerate, then the businesses can finally feel the change that you are talking about. And coming up next, I want to talk about something many people do not immediately connect to profit: culture, values, and the way people inside the business make decisions every day. We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned. And we are back. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television. Let's keep saving. Welcome back to Guilty of Savings. I'm Divya Gill, CPA. Stay connected to the show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch us on the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. I'm back with Doreen Milano, business strategist, turnaround expert, and founder of Visions to Excellence. We have now talked about the difference between revenues and profits, how to approach a business turnaround, and we are now about to talk about why culture and values will directly affect this mindset. We should also be focusing on strategic renewal, the process of bringing new energy, better systems, sharper focus, and stronger structure into a business so it can grow in a healthier way. Our viewers will be able to understand what a business needs in order to scale sustainability. This segment could connect systems, financial visibility, operational structure, and leadership focus. The takeaway should be something practical. A profitable business needs more than ambition. It needs tools, discipline, and a structure that supports growth. So with that said, Doreen, what does strategic renewal mean for a business that feels stuck or stretched too thin?
Businesses under $1 million have a specific infrastructure. But what they want to get over that $1 million hump, they've got to rebuild it so that it's ready for that additional revenue, costs, employees, so on and so forth. There's an infrastructure rebuild just before a million, just after a million, when you get to 5 million, when you get to 10 million, another restructure between 10 and 20. So understanding that if you're doing the same thing that you've always done, you are not setting your business up for growth.
I love how you gave the viewers milestones in terms of the revenues. You know, if you're at this level, start looking at this. If you're at that level, because that's a clear goal for a business owner. With that said, with these goals, what systems do you think the business owners who are managing the businesses should have in place before trying to grow?
The first thing I'm going to say is that if you're using AI in your business, verify that it is a closed AI and not an open AI.
Agreed.
And I cannot stress that enough. Secondarily, AI alone is not going to be enough for you to grow your business. You need processes, systems, and plans. Most business owners fail to plan enough for the business to actually utilize those plans to grow. I cannot tell you how many business owners I have talked to. They have a business plan, but they don't know where it is.
It's in a
Well, guess
safe
what?
place and nobody can find it.
And nobody can find it, which means nobody can open it, which
Yeah.
means nobody can follow it. And that's the biggest failure.
So, do you see these weak systems reflect in the financials when you are doing the turnaround
Oh,
process examination?
they're a set. If somebody's losing money, the number one goal is to break even.
Agreed.
Don't even look at making money. Just get to the point of breaking even. Breaking even means that you're going to make your employees more productive. It means that you're going to spend less money. It means that you are going to sell more so that you can actually get to that break-even point. You may even have to raise prices. You may not have enough margin. Those are all things that we look at in that process. Once you've broken even, then it's time to restructure what sales looks like, your sales and marketing, how it's coming together. Because if you're not reaching the right people that are going to support your business, you've got to change what you're doing.
Can we also connect this into the culture and the values and how that could make an impact on the business profitability and how
Oh,
di
absolutely.
Okay.
Broken culture is the number one reason businesses lose money. Because you do not have people that are standing up as champions for the business.
That's a good point.
And as a champion for a business, if you're working within that business, you are looking out not only for your job, you are forward thinking and forward seeing systems and processes that are broken. You are raising your hand and saying, we need to fix this. You are supporting management in getting better at what they're doing.
That's such a powerful reminder because the numbers are often the result of what people do every day. It gets impacted by their decision making as well as daily work routines. And when the culture is confused, the money will reflect that particular
Absolutely.
essence. Yeah. And from that aspect, it's important to understand what a healthy business culture might look like in daily operations.
A healthy business culture, I call it more of a hero co culture, where you have employees that are working as heroes and they're helping their management team be the hero. Well, what does that mean? How does that come together? Everybody's looking out for each other. When somebody wins, everybody wins. And that's a culture change rather than a sales change.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yep.
That is a culture change, meaning that if you win, I win, and we all win together. Versus if it's strategically just a transactional process, nobody wins.
You know, what I hear here is teamwork. At the end of
Yeah.
the day, everybody has to act as one. And it goes back to your original comment of running together, multi-layer mechanism, and how business owners need to function together as a team.
Yeah, so if people are standing up and taking credit for everything, that is not a hero culture.
Totally agreed.
Right?
Absolutely. And that this is a lot of thought, a lot of food for thought, at least for our viewers, I'm thinking at this point, because when the culture is confused, right, we talked about how money will reflect that, but at the same time, if you have the right culture in place, you can add the value, create the alignments and the focus that you need,
Absolutely.
efficiencies, as well as profitability. When we come back, I want to bring this into systems scaling, tie it back to how strategic renewal and value system would all jive, and how business owners can grow without breaking the system, the structure underneath them. We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned. And we are back. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television.
Let's keep saving.
Welcome back to Guilty of Savings, and I am Divya Gill, CPA. Stay connected to the show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple TV and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at Now Media TV. I am back with Doreen Milano, business strategist, turnaround expert, and founder of Visions to Excellence. We have talked by now, Doreen, about revenues and profits and how to approach a business turnaround. And then we also talked a lot about strategic renewal and how the systems will have an impact on that. And then we touched a little on the culture and the value system that will have a direct impact on the financial results. And as we close this episode, I really want to focus on the connection between cultures, the values, as well as the financial performance. Bring it all together as to how people's behaviors, decision-making, communication, and accountability can create measurable business outcomes. The goal is that our viewers can take from the show is that the culture is not soft. Culture affects profit. So with that said, Doreen, the question is, how can owners align the team around value creation instead of just completing tasks?
So let's get super clear here. The culture play is a longer-term play. It is not a quick fix, done, brings in money. The culture play is a long-term play, meaning that it starts with the core values of the company. The core values then define the company culture. When the company culture is accepted by every employee and it's showing up in how they're being treated, how they are being taught how to treat their customers, how they are actually delivering the messaging that our marketing is giving, because it should all be tied together so that we are giving the impression to the client base of who we are. And when you walk into our business, this is what you're going to get. Then the customer is no longer confused. Because when everything's in chaos, the client is in chaos, they are confused, and they will not buy from you. You have to be clear, project clarity, make sure everybody's aligned with that clarity so you can deliver the clarity.
You know, those are some really solid points. And this is a clear directive for the owners as to how to align their businesses that help them meet their short and long-term goals. Mm-hmm. With that said, what changes do you think the employees can help make and get an understanding of how their work impacts the financial results?
When something shows up in the business, and it will, it always does, that is not in alignment with the company culture or how the employee needs to be treated or how the customer needs to be treated, they need to raise their hand and they need to talk about it.
Good point.
Them keeping quiet allows money to leak out around what they are doing. They're not being as productive as they could be. They're not getting the results that they should be able to get because they no longer believe that what everything was set up to stand for is actually going to come to reality. It's always great to have an employee believe in your mission so strongly that they don't want to work anywhere else.
Such a good point.
And if they don't believe in the mission that strongly, why they're there, the role that they have, how they support the client base, how they help that client base, then there is work to be done. Always.
Do you notice some businesses grow slower and become less profitable? And is there a reason why they end up in this process?
Well, they grow slower because there's a dysfunction. In other words, either their marketing is not talking directly to the client base, or it's giving a perception of the business that they cannot deliver in reality. There's a disconnect. When a business grows slower, there's a disconnect between the business owner, the employees, and the client base.
What are some of the ways, or maybe give us an example from real life? We would love to hear more about how you might have helped resolve such a disconnect.
Well, some of the disconnects are really simple, and some of them are really complex, right? One of the companies I've worked with, they had a, how can I say this? They had a deliverable for the client base that this was a general contractor that they would work on the house. And at the end of the day, you could eat it off the floors, right? They had an employee base that was not trained to that level. So the homeowner would come home and they'd find nails on the floor, or they'd find garbage on the floor, or whatever. They had this particular client had small kids.
That's a risky run there.
And that becomes a bigger threat for not only the contractor, but the homeowner.
Correct.
So we had to go in a retraining process to retrain the employees what clean looked like. Because not all of them understood what clean really meant. We can have things that we talk about and we say it's this or that or the next thing, but until we have actually trained the employee on what we expect, then the reality is going to be different than what we expect it to be as business owners.
On that note, would it be possible for you to share an example of a happy story where they came to
Certainly.
you know? I always like to lead it with the next step as a happy story because there has to be a silver lining to all of this.
Absolutely. So I've got several clients that I've had for multiple years. And one of those such clients brought on a team, and we've been training the team for some time. And this client has gone from 250,000 net profit to multi-million dollar net profits
Wow.
because the team is in alignment, the culture is right, the core values are being delivered to the client base, everything is lockstep. Exactly where it needs to be.
I love hearing such stories. And for the business owners that are watching right now, Doreen, what is the first step towards creating extraordinary outcomes instead of just surviving?
Get clear on what your core values are. And the company culture is your job,
Great
not
point.
anybody else's. Because if you don't create the company culture, it will get created by your lowest employee that doesn't want to be there. And that's what your client base has to put up with.
That is such a realistic point that if you don't own it, someone else who is not empowered enough to own it will own it.
We'll own it, yes.
And then there is a flight risk with that too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Doreen, this has been such a valuable conversation because you remind us of so many important topics, you know, and the first one being profitable growth is not accidental.
It's
Everything
a
when it,
choice.
yes, and you need clarity, you need culture, you need the right systems in place at the right time, you need accountability, not just from employees, but business owners and leaders to establish those, define those roles and pave that path. And then the courage, you know, the courage is the most important thing I hear here. You know, change is inevitable, like we talked about before, but the courage to look honestly and say, yes, there's a problem, and let's get working and let's fix it takes a whole nother level of guts, in my opinion.
And you can't forget to train your employees.
Absolutely, that's such a great point. And I hope business owners take away from this that business is busy and not profitable is a signal. If the team is working hard, but the results are not improving, another signal. If the owner feels stuck and the answer is not to do more, that's a signal. It may be time to renew the strategy and strengthen the systems and rebuild the business around real value. Today, we have Doreen joining us and on Guilty of Savings. And Doreen, if our viewers want to reach out to you, how do they go about doing that?
You can jump on my website, v2e.biz. That's V as in visions, the number 2, E as in Edward, .biz. That gets you my website. My phone number is on my website. The other thing that I'm going to do as a gift to all of you viewers is I'm going to send Divya a link so that you can actually jump on this link, fill in a little bit of information, and get 3 top strategies that you can use to actually build your business and make it more profitable.
I love that and appreciate that. And to all our viewers, please take advantage of it. Go onto the website and get the assessment today. And to everyone watching, keep looking beyond the revenues. Look at the profits, the systems, the culture, and the decision behind the numbers. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and I will see you until next time on Guilty of Savings.
Thank you for having me, Divya.
Thank you, Doreen. It was such a pleasure.